want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And glad you are listening to The Race Report. Otherwise, we'd be talking to ourselves here. So
I do that anyway.
And, of course, always check out our website, racereportradio.com, for even more good stuff there. Links to a lot of great stuff. And, of course, all the standings, all the race results, point standings, that type of thing, and a chance for you to sound off in the forum. So check out racereportradio.com.
Go see me stand up for Tony Stewart, which is just really bizarre. Yeah. I wrote a blog yesterday about the treatments Tony's received since the incident after the race. On Sunday, I just really felt that he got ambushed by TNT. They were looking for controversy. And
what better guy to go to for it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the producer's in the go see Stewart.
You know, I wanted to talk about that. I want to talk about the media a little bit more. You used to be kind of on the inside of this. I worked for MRN Radio for 4 years, and I've seen this. And one thing I always respected MRN Radio for, they didn't do that. They didn't play that game. MRN... And, you know, these guys, there are a lot of these guys, Winston Kelly, of course, on pit road, Barney Hall, who's been there since the start of MRN back in 1970.
He was there before radio.
These guys have all been around a long time, and they have relationships with these drivers and many crew members. They could get a lot of inside information and probably break a lot of stories, but they don't do that. They wait until it's absolutely in stone and they know it's going. You know, they don't try and make stories where there isn't anything, and I think TV does that too much. They try and make a story where there maybe really isn't one. And,
did you read my blog?
No.
I know you didn't. But you're right on line with what I was trying to say with television, and I've never made any secret. I work in television news on my day job.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do, the newsroom, the media, sports media, news media, make something out of nothing really.
Well, the whole thing is, and again, you know this all too well, and I'm kind of affiliated with TV here locally in our Kansas City area too. The whole thing is, got to break the story. We got to be the first ones. We got to get the scoop. And I think in an effort to do that, you end up looking stupid a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times you do. Because my motto is, I would rather be correct.
And second.
And second rather than first and wrong.
There you go. And see, I always respected MRN for taking that approach. And I know these guys, they got a lot of inside skinny on a lot of stuff. And they kept it to themselves because they didn't play that game. They didn't go trying to stir stuff up, and I always liked that about them. Anyway, let's move on to hear from the top finishers in the Toyota SaveMar 350. Of course, the top finisher, Kyle Busch, fifth victory of the season.
It was a pretty good race considering where we thought we were going to be, where we unloaded with and everything. But, you know, I got to thank Steve. I got to thank Andy Graves from Toyota. I got to thank AP Brakes, Mac Tools, all those guys that work so hard with us and, you know, work so hard this weekend. All the guys on the team. I mean, we changed everything from Friday to Saturday. And so guys did an awesome job, and Steve made some great calls on what to change and how to get the thing better. And so, you know, judging by where we started, we didn't think we were going to be that great. But, you know, once we got through happy hour, we thought we'd be okay. And we passed, I don't know, we came from like 30th to 13th or 12th or something like that in that first run before the first green flag pit stops took place. And, you know, that was pretty awesome. I felt like that was pretty sporty. And then, you know, after the first round of green flag pit stops, caution came out. And fortunately, we were up front when it mattered most. And we kind of held on from there today. Both cautions fell our way. And, you know, we were able to stay up front and, you know, run only as hard as we needed to, conserve just a little bit of fuel, not much, and, you know, we were able to win here.
And you heard Kyle talking about how much they improved from Friday to Saturday's practice and then, of course, to the race on Sunday, and he kind of goes into more detail about he didn't think he had a winning car on Friday.
Friday, literally. I mean, I thought it was just going to be a dismal weekend, and I was trying to figure out what tire barrier we were going to put it in because it was, I mean, it wasn't fun, but, I mean, we came so far. I've never turned a race car around that much, and when you turn a race car around that much, you know that there's obviously some progress that's been made, and you know, it means so much to me that these guys were able to do that. And you know, it sucks that we tested and then we unloaded as bad as we did, but you know, it was cool that we were able to make that many changes here this weekend and get that good in order to win here today. And now we can take our stuff that we've got here and go test it and see exactly how to make this stuff better.
One of the biggest components in that turnaround in that car was the fact that the driver was there all weekend.
Yeah. Well, that was something else that they really wanted to make a story out of. Of course, Kyle kept downplaying it, saying that that wasn't the deal. But,
that
I mean,
was
that's something you've been talking about for a few weeks. He, especially after that Pocono weekend, which, by the way, he finished last, when he did the triple, the much-talked-about triple, where he ran the truck race on Friday night at Texas, He went to Nashville, I believe it was, on Saturday and ran the Busch race, nationwide race, and then never going to get that, and then Pocono on Sunday. And, you know, after the following week, he said, no more. I'm out of it now. I can't win the nationwide championship, so no more double duty. He didn't go to Milwaukee, and so the last couple of weeks they've been more focused, and his focus was on the Cup.
I think you saw the results this weekend, and you know, we've been around the track, and you know these drivers, after every practice session, they debrief with their crew chief. They sit about and talk about changes. What can we do to make this better? What can we do to, you know, they do that after each practice. They do it on Saturday night to get ready for Sunday. And if your driver is not there, you can't do that.
That's a good point. And he was there for all those practice sessions and able to talk to Steve Addington, his crew chief, that entire time. When we come back, we'll hear more from Kyle Busch on how's he gotten so good at road racing so quickly. And he gives some credit to some guys that may surprise you just a little bit. We'll also hear from David Gilliland and Jeff Gordon, the rest of the top three finishers in the Toyota Save Mart 350. So stick around. Second half of the Race Report coming right back.